Burma is changing, and so is its relationship with the West. Pro-democracy advocate Aung San Suu Kyi is now a member of parliament. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is an honored guest. And Western leaders say the political reforms warrant the gradual reopening of relations. U.S. President Barack Obama at the recent G8 summit near Washington.
Many of us have taken action to open up trade and investment with Burma for the first time in many years. And we have had discussions with the leadership there. Our hope is that this process will continue, and we're going to do everything that we can to encourage that process.
So what does the easing of European Union and U.S. sanctions against Burma mean for its long-standing trade ties with China? Burmese Foreign Minister Wonam Wong Win expects no drop-off in Chinese investment.
We have had a very good cooperation with China. So I think that this will not jeopardize the future relation with China.
Secretary Clinton says the United States recognizes ties between Burma and China.
So this is not about any other nation. This is between us. This is rooted in the changes we have watched happen and our desire to support the continuation of those changes.
Doug Bandow at Washington's Cato Institute says both Burma and China are changing.
They're seeing, I think, in Burma, you know, this kind of move to the West. I think part of that is concern about this very tight embrace with Beijing. So I think China is learning that it's going to have to engage in diplomacy, too.
He believes Burma's reforms are based in part on not wanting to end up like North Korea, an impoverished pariah state dependent on China alone. Just before sanctions were suspended, Burma stopped work on a $3 billion Chinese hydroelectric dam following protests by environmental activists. But instead of frustrating Chinese investment, Brookings Institution fellow Lex Riefel says it may help move the relationship forward.
There are some parts of the policy community in China that were upset by the dam being built in the first place, are not unhappy that it has been stopped, and believe that the long-term relationship between this very important long-term relationship between China and Myanmar will improve once this obstacle is removed.
Burmese officials say new investments help support political reforms, but U.S. officials could tighten sanctions again if those reforms do not continue. Scott Stearns, VOA News, the State Department.